If you have dyslexia, reading a book might seem, in some cases, like an insurmountable challenge.
It was for actor and comedian Henry Winkler. Winkler, best known as the Fonz on Happy Days, or maybe Barry Zukerkorn, the Bluth family lawyer on Arrested Development. He's also the author of over 20 children's books. Together with author and producer Lynn Oliver, they penned the best-selling Hank Zipser series. I asked Henry and Lynn, but Henry first, when he decided to start writing about Hank Zipser.
It was suggested to me during a lull in my acting career that I write a book for children about my learning challenges.
By the way, is that a euphemism for not getting some gigs for a while?
That is exactly what it is.
Okay.
It means not working. And a wonderful man, Alan Berger, suggested that I write these books. And I said no, because I am dyslexic, because I grew up thinking I was stupid, and I couldn't write a book. A few months later, same suggestion, same man, Alan Berger. This time he said, you know what? I'm going to introduce you to a very good friend of mine, Lynn Oliver, who knows all about children's literature. And this time I was smart enough to say, you know what? At least I'm going to try.
How many books are there? There's
26.
26 now.
With another six coming.
But these are the first ones with this font.
Yes. This is the prequel. Here's Hank is second grade. These are beginning readers, reluctant readers. But remember, no matter what we're talking about, these are comedies first. The comedy is king. If Lynn and I don't laugh, doesn't go in the book.
How do you do that? Do you guys write together?
We write actually in the same room. Henry comes to my office every day at 10. We write for about 2.5 hours. And we've now developed a really nice process that I think accommodates for his learning differences and accommodates for mine. And so we talk. We both come out of television comedy, where the writing process takes place a great deal in a room with people collaborating. So we kind of follow those same rules and procedures.
What makes you laugh?
Well, Henry makes me laugh. What makes me laugh is almost always character and observational humor. I'm not a huge fan of slapstick, although there is some kind of physical comedy in the books because kids like it. What doesn't make me laugh is puns and kind of ticks of language. And so there's not that much of that in the book, but character things. Our comedy arises out of the characters and out of the pathos that they're feeling. So you laugh best when you're also feeling something for the character.
And then the result of that, the letters we get, the kids say you're hysterical. Somehow that seems to be the word, so it must be a fifth grade spelling word. And how did you know me so well? So I don't know that we could ask for better compliments than that.
Henry Winkler and Lynn Oliver, author of 26 now?
26.
Books. Why did you want to write, or why do you want people to think about a great underachiever?
Because one of the things that is the underpinning of our books is that children have to know that no matter how difficult things are for them, no matter how difficult school is, they have greatness in them.
Here's Hank, Bookmarks Are People Too, Chapter 12, Three Things That Make You Feel Great by Hank Zipser, Your Friends, Your Family, Yourself. Now, you could get kids thinking, oh, they're trying to give me a moral lesson. It seems like you're trying to avoid any moral lessons in these books at all. Is that fair to say?
We also write emotionally, you know, the emotional truth in these books about the struggle is absolutely the way it is. And the fact of the matter is that this is something that Lynn and I have learned in our lives, that things make you feel good. You got great friends because kids write to us. Wow, I love Hank's friends because they don't judge him. Your family, because, you know, they are your core, and yourself is the most important. Because to find the truth of yourself is to find power.
Roald Dahl, wrote books that were full of scary things, full of bad kids, full of greedy adults. Kids love those books.
I love those books. I think what Roald Dahl tapped into is that kids are really are little subversives. You know, they're handed an adult authority figure that they have to follow. And so part of their agenda is figuring a way around it so that they can get what they want, because their power is kind of taken from them by parents, by school. There are a lot of rules they have to follow, soccer coaches. And so I think the reason kids love Roald Dahl so much is he was a bad little boy himself, and his characters are bad little kids. And so, but in the end, their heart is good. So they're getting away from all the rules and the oppression that kind of goes with childhood, and in a very subversive and entertaining way.
Why are there drawings in here?
Well,
what does that do for Here's Hank and for bookmarks for people too, and for a short tale about a long dog?
Well, the Here's Hank books are intended for beginning readers, so they might be kids who are 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and so the illustrations first of all help them interpret the text, and it also breaks up the page so that do you remember when you were little and learning to read? When you
No.
came to an illustration, you don't? I do. And when I came to either an illustration or a line of dialogue, I wanted to jump up and down and scream with joy, because it meant you could rest for a second.
I just read comic books. Maybe that was
same
you
thing,
know,
though.
Listen, I didn't read at all. And one of the things that we do, especially in the older Hanks, in Hank Zipser, The World's Greatest Underachiever, is sometimes a kid has to read a chapter, and that you can't watch TV unless you read your chapter. Our chapters are a paragraph with a lot of white, because that would have made me so happy as a kid to have that. I could not read. I didn't read a novel until I was 31.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I was too intimidated.
Now you,
I have dyslexia, I was allergic to school. Actually, I broke out in hives if I walked through the door.
How did that affect your acting? You're having to learn scripts.
Well, you know what? If you want something bad enough, you're going to figure out how to get it. For me, I memorized as fast as I could, and I improvised. And then when people said, you're improvising and it's not what we wrote, I would say, if I get it, I'll learn it verbatim. Right now, I'm just giving you a taste.
Did that work for?
It did. I'm sitting here.
But it worked. It worked on Happy Days
and everything. Yeah. Well, Happy Days was humiliating. Monday morning, we would read around a big table. All the actors would come together. All the producers and the directors were sitting, in seats around the outside of us, and they were there waiting to hear the rhythms to see what they were going to change. I would stumble. I would stammer. I would not see words on the page, and so I made it up.
Is that how the character evolved?
The character evolved from me, from Gary Marshall, from Jerry Paris.
When you said you made it up, and I just thought to myself all the times when you had sounds, you had words, you had gestures.
Well, whoa came from my favorite sport of the time, which was horseback riding. And, you know, a girl would walk by, I go, whoa. And now, of course, my favorite sport is fly fishing for trout. I have no idea what I would do if that were true then.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. Not cool.
Do you, what you just said, that you struggled,
yeah.
Do you say that to you guys must talk to a lot of kids? You must see a lot of kids?
We say the truth. We say the truth. The most important thing, I say it ad nauseum, you have greatness inside you. Your job is to figure out what your gift is. And then Lynn asks the assembled 500 children, what are you great at? And they say, I'm great at running. I'm great at art. I'm great at being a friend. I'm great at math. I'm great at dancing. And it's just amazing.
Hmm. You know, I look at your bio, Lynn Oliver. Harry and the Hendersons TV series. I'm just going to throw a bunch out there. Adventures of Corduroy Bear as producer. Now you're running. You're the executive director, right? The Society for Children's Books and Illustrators.
Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators.
Book Writers and Illustrators.
World's most difficult acronym.
I like to say SCBWI because then it sounds
you're
like
you're one of the few people who could actually say it.
Yeah. Sounds like you're scientists.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a mission?
Yeah. I really do. I mean, my life is about my life and career has been about children and children's books because I grew up the opposite of Henry. I was a reader, and nothing still to this day. I couldn't live without books. I couldn't live without reading. I read everything. I read all the time, nonstop, on a screen, on a tablet, books, magazines, packages. I love to read, and I love the literary world. So I think it's really important that kids can have that same pleasure, can have that same experience. Because I really believe that you learn to think from reading. Not only do you get pleasure and satisfaction, but you learn to think. And I think learning to read from a book is different than learning to read from the internet because you're in original sources and you're learning critical thinking. So, yeah, I have a mission.
Henry Winkler, you agree with that mission?
Yes, my mission is different. I ask children to read, even though I couldn't, because you can leave your house, you can travel into space, you can go to the depths of the ocean, you can go to other countries and see wild animals and never leave your armchair.
Henry Winkler and Lynn Oliver are best-selling authors. 26 books about Hank Zipser. These latest are for when he was for younger readers. Here's Hank. Bookmarks are people, too. Here's Hank, a short tale about a long dog. A fine dog, by the way.
A fine dog, who also we find out in the 15th book that he is ADD. The dog, yeah.
The dog, yes. Thank you both.
What a pleasure.
What a great to be here.
It was really nice talking to those folks. We got a missive from a listener just ahead of our interview. Tanya from Kirkland. She says Henry Winkler inspired her daughter to write. Iris is dyslexic. After meeting Henry, Iris started to write pages and pages, Tanya says. Iris now has a space on the stairs where she puts pen to paper. And Tanya just wanted to say thanks to Henry Winkler. From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.